Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
I'm Edward Pollard, Houston City Council member for District J. I'm a proud product of Southwest Houston, native Houstonian. I grew up and went to all HISD schools, Lovett Elementary, Johnston Middle, and Lamar High School, played basketball at Lamar High School, and then got a basketball scholarship to go to Morehouse College, which is an all-male private institution in Atlanta, Georgia. While I was there, I majored in political science, and I graduated with that degree. Played basketball all 4 years there, was an academic All-American. After college, I went off to play professional basketball overseas. I played in the Republic of Singapore. I also played in Chile, South America. It was a great experience. Really got to broaden my horizons and really be grateful for a lot of the benefits that we have here in the States. After those 2 years, I came back to Houston and I enrolled in Thurgood Marshall School of Law, received my Juris Doctorate with a concentration in government and policy. And it was in law school where I really caught the political bug. I did a political internship my second year at the state capitol in Austin. I was a staffer for a state representative, Donna Dukes. And I was there every day, really seeing how state government works from the inside. And one night I was up top in the House gallery at the state capitol, and I was watching the legislators talk about issues that deal with my community. But I did not see many African-Americans. I did not see many young people. And so I said, you know, they're making decisions that have to do with my way of life. You know, I want a seat at the table. I don't want to be just around the discussion, but I want to be a part of the discussion. And so I called home, told my parents after I graduated from law school that I'm going to run for office. And that's what I did. So I graduated in 2012. By 2015, I was running for state representative. I ran in the Democratic primary and it came up a bit short against an incumbent. But what that experience taught me is that I really wanted to represent my community. And so I dusted my shoulders off. I stayed engaged, kept going to meetings, kept developing relationships and understanding the issues and concerns of the constituents. And a few years later, the city council seat for the same area opened up. And so I ran for that. And so I just got elected in 2019. First year in office was 2020. So I'm just entering my second year now. And so we're in 2021. When I first had that initial thought about running for office, it was in 2011. So that's a decade. That's a decade of being out there, wanting to pursue your dreams, want to represent your community. And it just shows that nothing comes easy. Anything worth having is going to take some effort. And you just have to be persistent and dedicated. And so I represent District J, which is Southwest Houston, and it represents Gulfton, Sharpstown, Westwood, Braeburn, and Ailey, about 200,000 people. And we're the most diverse district of the most diverse city in the country. And so we're arguably the most diverse area in the country. And we're proud to have HBU as a part of our community. Right in the center of our district, off the 59 corridor, you have Houston Baptist University. And what my plan is with the university and what we've been doing thus far is making sure that the community is engaged within the gates of Houston Baptist University, and then also ensuring that Houston Baptist University is moving outside of their gates and being a good community partner. And so over the past year or so, we've done several initiatives with the university, and I'm looking forward to doing much more in the days to come.
Well, Edward, your life is a great lesson of persistency and perseverance and focusing on the vision and the goal and not giving up because of the disappointments along the way. That is resilient to the message of Houston Baptist University and training young men and women, people of all ages for that matter, 4,000 plus students of every age, every background. We also are just very proud of the fact that we're probably the sixth most ethnically diverse university in the nation. And yet we have such an incredible, most often students and faculty refer to HBU as a family. And I just absolutely love that. Let's talk for a minute about, you know, the district you just mentioned that you represent. You talked about its diversity. Give us some details, because right in the cradle of that is Houston Baptist University.
Yeah, well, the city at large, one out of four people are foreign born. But in District J, it's mostly like the Ellis Island of Houston. So we have over 80 languages spoken, and 75% of the homes, English is a second language. 85% of the people who live in the district also live in apartment complexes. And so it brings a lot of culture barriers, language barriers, and things that some other districts in the city don't have to think about as much as we do. And it's finding ways to communicate, engage, and have real meaningful dialogue and discussion with people who may be different than you. And that's been very rewarding for me. I'm a people person with open-minded political ideology. I ran a very bipartisan race. I told people that issues at the city level are not Democrat or Republican, because that pothole could care less if you're Democrat or Republican. When the trash man stops in front of your house, you don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. You just want it picked up on time, and those floodwaters are going into everyone's home. And so I try to preach a message of unity and community. And I think that is what I want to resonate best with Houston Baptist University, because they are a part of us. They are a diverse campus that preaches unity, preaches love with a religious foundation. And I think that is something that is a true benefit to District J.
I couldn't agree more. When you speak about 80 languages that are spoken in District J, the diversity of those languages would be what exactly? I mean, are we talking?
Well, you're going to have a lot of Latin languages. You're going to have many different African languages. You have, you know, South Asian, you're going to have Russian, you're going to have Turkish, you're going to have a little bit of everything. And it's amazing, because when you get outside the gates of HBU and you go down Bel Air or you go down Beachnet, you'll see Chinatown, you'll see Asiatown, you'll see a little Ethiopia, you'll see the Gandhi district. It's all right there within our community. And you'll see shops, you'll see restaurants, you'll see grocery stores that are based on different ethnicities and different cultures. And so it really is a place that I think we should truly highlight, because it's attractive to be able to have that type of authenticity right here in our community.
Indeed it is. And you know, if the world is going to be a better place, we have to learn how to understand different cultures, different perspectives. You know, what is been a distinction of Houston Baptist University is the university obviously is founded in a deep faith in God, in Christianity, and yet our doors are open literally to every single student from every single walk of life and every religious persuasion. In fact, we have a number of Muslim students who come to HBU and their parents bring them because they love the values that are taught, the character that's taught. And when you look at those character truths, for instance, honesty, justice, fairness, those transcend any religious title or any political title. They're really needed in this age of chaos. Wouldn't you agree?
For sure. And when you break down it in its most simple form, you know, God is love, and love is an action, right? Yeah. And to be able to personify the teachings of the word, you have to be able to show those actions in a way in which people can see them outwardly and publicly. And so regardless of who you are, where you're from, you know, your party affiliation, your ideology, your religious background, people understand what love is. People understand what compassion and empathy is. People understand what care is. And that's what we really try to show from our office in the outreach that we've done with HBU. We did a food distribution for those in need during the pandemic. You know, we didn't put on the registration form that you had to be a certain religion or a certain race. Anybody can show up. because it's for everyone. We also went out in the community a few weeks ago and had sports teams from HBU help with heavy trash pickup. They help maintain and organize elderly seniors' homes. We did landscaping. We did community gardens at schools and planted trees. And at no point in time did we go to someone's home and ask them, you know, their religious background or who they voted for in the last election, because it's just about people. And I think if you show love and it comes from a place where people see that, oh, this is a person who has a strong faith, then that is something that captures them.
Edward, I couldn't agree more. Edward Pollard serves as the District J representative for Houston City Council. He's a dynamic young man, the owner of the Pollard Legal Group, LLC, and co-founder of Suits for Success. You know, how old are you, Edward?
Just turned 36.
36. I just love seeing young guys like you. I mean, you're not even totally yet in your prime. You're just a young guy full of energy. But when I think of what you're going to do in the next 10 or 20 years, I mean, very, very exciting to me. You have a wife, Vanessa, and two children. I want to just take for a minute, you know, that 152-acre campus of Houston Baptist, right in the middle of the District J, is in... We're building buildings. We're just breaking ground on a center of law and liberty, which is a beautiful building that has classrooms in addition to the something of a replica of Independence Hall that'll bring in students and classes and schools from all over the state of Texas, right in your district. We broke ground on that and it's being built right now. That and then the STEM building's coming, which will be a nearly $40 million building that'll take our whole nursing and engineering and cyber engineering to a whole new level. The Pillar's Edge is our commercial side where it's developing, and Chick-fil-A is opening now. And you know, there's been tremendous response from the community. How has the physical, and you know, we envision future buildings on that 152-acre campus. How important is that to the district?
It's extremely important because it makes it an attractive place to live. And when you think about Houston, we're the fourth largest city in the entire country. Each area of town is extremely competitive when it comes to the market of where a place a person could rear their family. Where do they want to be on a day-to-day? And HBU is a tremendous benefit to District J because of their expansion, their growth, the development that it has not only for the campus, but the community at large. And so when you think about the Pillars and the shops and the restaurants and the retail that's there, and with the Law and Liberty building and other campus buildings that will be constructed over the next several years, it's going to be a symbol of people that drive up and down the 59 corridor. When they look over and say, hey, what is that? Oh, wow, that's HBU. Look how much they have grown. This is a great place to be. That's a place where I could see my child enrolling in school one day. Let's go check out the campus. And once they go check out the campus, they'll get to see all the amenities there and be able to go back out and tell that story on what that university is doing for the city of Houston. And so I think it's a tremendous benefit. And one of the reasons why I am personally always trying to tie myself to the things that are going on. Just this past weekend, my family and I attended an HBU basketball game, just so we can be immersed in the atmosphere, into the culture, and be a part of what's going on with the student body. And I think the more we support as a community, the more we support the university, in turn, the university will be supporting the community, because it's all about developing that relationship.
Well, as you know, Edward, everything rises and falls on leadership, and your leadership and District J as the representative for the Houston City Council has been absolutely invaluable. We really cherish our friendship and our relationship with you. You know, I want you to give a word of encouragement to parents, grandparents that are thinking about sending their student or their grandson, granddaughter to HBU, of why that is a great place. I mean, I know a whole long list, but you have a unique perspective. What I do like is that when I go to a university where I understand that not everybody is the same background as I was. You know, I was raised in a certain cocoon, as we all were. And when I get into a campus and I see real life, and I meet many men and women of all ages, of all different ethnicities and backgrounds, it prepares me for the world. You know, and I know that Houston eclipses Manhattan for diversity, New York. We eclipse anywhere else. And I got a feeling that, you know, to borrow from the song, if you can make it at HBU, you can about make it anywhere. You're not going to enter a geography or a vocation, encounter somebody that you don't know how to love and appreciate as a gift from God and all created in the image of God. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, for one, your son or your daughter, your grandchildren will be able to attend a school in a city that is thriving, a city with great leadership, a city with diversity, a city that has limitless potential when it comes to job opportunities. We have a great cost of living. So they'll be within that incubator. And then when you get into the gates of HBU, as a private small campus, that you don't feel overwhelmed, you don't feel like a small fish in a humongous pond, but you're there as a family and people get to know you and you get to know them. And then you're within a community that is diverse and a community that supports the school, and you'll get to be a part of the growth of HBU and the rich history of HBU. When you tie all those things together, it's a no-brainer that HBU should be a strong consideration for your family, a place where they can get nurtured, educated, and be able to graduate with a sense of who they are, a sense of purpose, a sense of passion to go out there and be a strong, productive citizen.
I totally agree. Edward Pollard, a native Houstonian, serves as the District J representative for Houston City Council. You know, you and I know what Houston means, but people that are outside of Houston, I don't know that they really understand. I tell people all the time, you know, when you start over in Nassau and you drive all the way to out where I am, Simonton, you're talking about nearly 2 hours. This is a formidable city. Fourth largest. You know, we have an airport that I can step on a plane literally and go nonstop, as I've done all over the world. Yeah. And I don't have to go through Atlanta or JFK. You know, your prediction for the future of Houston and its resiliency and its DNA?
Yeah. Well, Houston is a resilient city. They don't call us Houston Strong for nothing. But Houston, not only are we the fourth largest city and the most diverse city, but we have so many industry right here, from tech to oil and gas, like you said, with NASA, with space, whatever field you want to go into, there's opportunity here. Whatever culture or ethnicity you are, you'll feel at home here in Houston. We have a great cost of living. No matter what side of town you're on, they're going to have amenities and attractive things for you and your family. It's spread out, so you don't feel like people are all on top of you. And we're known for great restaurants, we're known for great retail, we're known for great people. And that's what it comes down to. And I think when you come to Houston and feel that Southern hospitality that we're known for, you're going to know that you're in a place where you can thrive and be successful. And so for anyone thinking about HBU or being a part of the Houston family, come and check us out. I know you'll be impressed.
Edward, we're very grateful to you and all the leadership at HBU. Just extends our great thanks to you and everything you're doing, not only in the city of Houston, but in District J. We stand ready and willing to work with you to help men and women in our district and to enrich their experience. So thank you so much for being with us today. And thank you for the difference you're making. You're not just sitting behind a desk. In fact, you're rarely in your desk because you're in the district and you're working hard every week. You're the kind of young man that gives a lot of us hope for the future. And we're grateful for you today.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate the opportunity to engage with you all this morning.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.